From Radio Deutsche Welle, Melody Time. We invite you to join us for half an hour of light classical music. Hello again. This is Paul Benderow saying, walk right up for another edition of Melody Time. Walk right up is roughly the translation of the title of our opening music, the Hereinspaziert Waltz by Karl Michael Zierer. Zierer wrote this dance melody in the old Viennese style at the beginning of this century, when old Vienna was more or less out of favour. Zierer failed to keep up with the times. But that doesn't mean that his many waltzes and his dashing marches are any less worth listening to. Here's the Innsbruck Salon Quintet with Hereinspaziert.
Thank you.
Einspaziert, composed in 1904 by Karl Michael Zierer for his operetta Der Schatzmeister, one of over 20 operettas he wrote. These days, individual melodies from them are sometimes heard, but nothing more, except for his operetta Der Landstreicher, which is occasionally revived. It's strange to think that, in his day, Zierer was enormously popular. He was particularly sought after as a conductor, not only of his own excellent orchestra, but also as leader of the regimental band of the elite 4th Infantry Regiment. His concert tours took him all over Europe, and even to the 1893 World's Fair in Chicago. He was showered with titles and honours both at home and abroad. And for his 70th birthday, the Carl Theatre in Vienna staged a brilliant Zierer Gala with illustrious guest performers. At the collapse of the Austro-Hungarian Empire, Zierer retained his official title as court conductor to His Majesty the Emperor, which had been bestowed on him in 1908. But there was no pension attached to the title, and of course no guarantee of work. His last years after the First World War were overshadowed by illness and privation, and he died in poverty. It was only after Zierer's death that interest in the last music director of the Imperial Court started to revive, and today he's remembered as the last representative of specifically Viennese dance music. Operetta is often criticized for being too light and insubstantial. But if that's the case, it's surprising just how many singers of worldwide reputation hold the operetta genre in no small regard. Peter Seifert, one of the leading international opera stars of the last 10 years, is just such a singer. His repertoire ranges from Wagner to Lehár, amply demonstrating that opera and operetta are perfectly compatible. Judge for yourself. Peter Seifert sings Freunde, das Leben ist lebenswert. Friends, life is worth living. From the Lehár operetta, Juditha.
Yeah.
Peter Seifert and the Vienna Open Bell Orchestra, conducted by Peter Falk, with a song from Franz Lehár's Juditha. And we follow that with another song, not sung this time, but played on the piano. It's a song written by a composer who was himself a brilliant pianist, and who knew full well that the piano can be made to sing. Felix Mendelssohn Bartholdy. Here's Daniel Barenboim with one of Mendelssohn's Songs Without Words, the romantic Gondolier's Song, Opus 62, No. 5, in A minor. Daniel Barenboim playing Mendelssohn's Venetian Gondolier's Song from the Songs Without Words collection. Shakespeare has been the inspiration of many composers, including the German composer Otto Nicolai. The Merry Wives of Windsor, based on Shakespeare's comedy of the same name, was the fifth and last opera he wrote, and also his most popular. Nicolai spent many years in Rome, where he was a much sought-after conductor, as well as a respected composer of Italian operas. Italian audiences acclaimed him just as highly as any native maestro. But in 1841, Nicolai left Italy to take up the post of conductor of the Vienna Court Opera. He was no stranger to Vienna. As founder of the Philharmonic Concerts in the city, he was instrumental in the creation of the world-famous Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra. It was in Vienna that Nicolai began work on The Merry Wives of Windsor. Surprisingly, in view of his standing as a conductor in Vienna, he was unable to get his completed opera produced there. So Nicolai went to Berlin, where The Merry Wives was premiered with great success. And it's remained very popular in the German-speaking world to this day, combining as it does a certain Italian elegance and German romanticism. This symbiosis is reflected in the two interwoven plot lines. The efforts of the Merry Wives of the title to cure the ladies' man Falstaff of his appetite for forbidden fruits, and the love story involving Anna and Fenton. And it's from this part of the opera that our next melody comes, Fenton's aria about the lark singing in the woods. Hoch die Lerche singt im Hain. Romantic sentiments guaranteed to win over Anna's heart. It's sung here by Fritz Wunderlich, accompanied by the Bavarian State Orchestra conducted by Robert Hager.
Deutlich ist das Lied.
impassioned romanticism of Otto Nicolai's Merry Wives of Windsor and the fabulous tenor voice of Fritz Wunderlich. Let's end this time with a polka mazurka by Josef Strauss. Here's the Johann Strauss Orchestra of Vienna, conducted by that celebrated Strauss expert, Willy Boskowski, with the Mask Polka. Mask Polka by Josef Strauss. And that's all we have time for, I'm afraid. The program was compiled by Barbara Anders and produced by Stephanie Giesen. At the studio controls, and invaluable in helping me to say Hoch die Lerche singt im Hain, was Brigitte Kaiser. From me, Paul Benderow, goodbye until the next time. Melody Time is a production of Radio Deutsche Welle, Cologne.